page 136. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. The Lord was my support in the day of calamity. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me.
I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. For he will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Away the sin of the world,
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, who never fails to help and govern those whom you bring up in your steadfast fear and love, make us to have a perpetual fear and love of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, "Come, eat my bread and drink the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. He who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In my distress I cried to the Lord, and he heard me.
Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue.
The epistle reading is from the third chapter of 1 John. Do not marvel, my brother, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then he said to him, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, all things are now ready.' But they all with one accord began to make excuses. the first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and must go and see it. I asked to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to the master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you, that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The hymn in your green bulletin insert. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sermon text is based on Luke 14, verse 15. Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. This is our text. So Jesus is eating at the house of a prominent Pharisee when someone makes the comment, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. So Jesus tells him a story about a certain man whose invitations to a great supper had been rejected. The house is eventually filled with guests, but those who were invited do not taste of that meal. There is a connection between the assumed Pharisee who says, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God, and Jesus' parable about the rejected supper. The Pharisee was all worked up about enjoying the heavenly feast. Nevertheless, here is Jesus, the promised Messiah, right there in front of him. The kingdom of God had come to him. A while back, John the Baptist had prepared the people, preaching the word of God, and he announced, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. That's Jesus. With the coming of Jesus into our midst, the kingdom of God is present. So what do we have? Well, the Pharisee is overlooking Jesus, who is not only the way and the truth, he's also the life. The Pharisee was rejecting Jesus, but then he's looking forward to a future heavenly glory. He's looking forward to eternal life. Jesus' answer to this Pharisee was that he was rejecting the kingdom of God. If you reject Jesus here and now, you will not eat with Jesus in the future kingdom. We seem to remember that apart from Jesus, there is no salvation. But we conveniently forget that Jesus Christ only comes to us through his own means of grace. In other words, you can't reject baptism and still expect to wear a white robe in heaven. You can't excuse yourself from hearing the words of Jesus and still expect to be gathered with the Holy Christian Church. You cannot absent yourself from the Holy Supper of our Lord and still think that you will eat bread in the kingdom of God. Those are the ways in which the kingdom of God comes to us. Now, in the parable, there are many reasons, or excuses, I guess, for rejecting Jesus' invitation. For some, it was possessions that kept them from coming to the banquet. Oh, it takes a good deal of time and effort to keep and maintain our earthly acquisitions. Things must be maintained and serviced. Valuables must be locked up, protected from vandals and thieves. Investments must be managed for the greatest return. It takes a lot of time. You may not be able to come to the feast. For others, it was business. The business of acquiring money. Instead of their job being the way in which God provides for the individual, for the family, and the neighbor, the person becomes a slave to his job, and he serves it. Oh, yes. Any and every opportunity to make a buck has to be pursued, because that's what the master says, even at the expense of hearing the word of God. For others, well, yeah, it's not business, and it's not possessions. It sounds a whole lot better if we're talking about family, but it was family and social relations. Now, God intended for our religion to be shown forth, that is, by the loving of our neighbor. But we jettison our religion as a way of, well, because it gets in the way of our neighbor. God gave us parents to provide for our children and bring them up in the faith. But then we turn around and tell God we're too busy bringing up children. Something is wrong. In the hope of getting these children the good life, They are shortchanged on eternal life. We're too busy to teach them to faith. And taking care of our family keeps us away from the Word. We cannot give excuses for rejecting Jesus here and now and then still expect to be with Jesus in the feast to come. We cannot use our longing for the future as a valid reason and a defense for being unfaithful in the present. Though everybody wants to go to heaven, many do not cling to Jesus' words, and when they do, when they don't cling, they thus reject his present invitation. Jesus clearly says, "For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper." Jesus Christ, the wisdom of the ages, is offering us great gifts. He says, "Forsake foolishness and live. Go in the way of understanding." Oh, yes, there's a bit of rebuke in those words. But Jesus is wise, and he knows exactly the ancient parable. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Yes, my sermoning contains some rebuke, a rebuke of living which is not right, or of replacing the Word of God with business and person and family. But a wise man takes a rebuke and learns. After his ascension, Jesus sent out the apostles and told them, "Announce the good news. Everything is now ready. Come to the wedding banquet." The past invites us to the present, and the present prepares us for the future. In the past, Jesus suffered and died and to take away our sins. Yes, we had led foolish lives, and we go back to it from time to time, don't we? We have eaten with folly and got drunk in our own lack of understanding. But those sins were nailed to the cross, and Jesus promptly proclaimed, "It is finished." Those are done. They are taken away. Let go of the past. Forsake foolishness. Take the rebuke from a wise man and live. In the present, Jesus is sending out pastors to give out his food and drink. Jesus is presently reaching out to rescue us, saying, "Now is the day of salvation. The kingdom of God is present right here where Jesus is teaching his word." The kingdom of God has an open enrollment for all who are drowning their sins in holy baptism and being united with Christ. Note that present invitation is believe and be baptized. Not tomorrow, not later today, but now. Your sins are forgiven. Believe the good news. Jesus is calling right here and now. Take and eat. Drink of it, all of you. Today's epistle begins, "But now in Christ Jesus." A wise man believes now. The present invitation, secured by the past, will have future ramifications. Our future glory flows out of the present communion with Christ. Because we eat of Jesus' body and blood here and now, we show that we long for that day in which we'll eat bread with Jesus in the heavenly bliss. Because we confess our sins here and now and continually seek the words of absolution, that is the forgiveness, we show that we are longing for the day in which we will forever be pronounced righteous. Because we long for the hearing of God's word and the knowledge of being taught of the one true God, we show that we long for the day in which we will see God face to face. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The canticle, "Create in Me," we stand.
Away from your presence.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that from eternity you have lovingly prepared a feast of grace, that Jesus Christ in time fulfilled your will, and the feast of forgiveness is now ready. We thank you that the Holy Spirit continues to send out prophets, apostles, and pastors to announce that good news, saying to us, come, for everything is now ready. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Create in us a new heart that we may not cling to our idols of possessions, business, and family, and thus make excuses for despising your gospel message, which is offered in the preaching of the word, confession and absolution, holy baptism, and the feast of Lord's Supper. We ask that all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would clearly emphasize the benefit, need, usefulness, and blessings of your word and sacraments, as well as the harm and danger of neglecting us. We ask that all God's people would use their gifts of possessions, business, and family as a means to speak the gospel and invite others to the feast. We give thanks to you for the call of Pastor Henson to this church. We ask that you would bless our director Keeley, our teachers and staff, as well as the children who are enrolled in our learning center. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. We commend to your care our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, city officials, all our judges, that they may rule and govern in godliness and honesty. We bring before you the soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors, and special forces, especially Danny and Jason and Blake, our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel. In fact, even all those who put their lives in harm's way in order to defend our freedoms, and we ask that you would protect them from danger and lift their spirits during times of trial. O Lord God Almighty, you do behold all the nations of the earth from your heavenly throne. Look down with pity upon those nations who are now at war. Hold your hand over women and children. Check the hatred and cruelty of mankind. Direct the counsels of neighbor nations to overtures of peace. Give peace in our time, that we and all your children may serve you with a quiet mind. We give you thanks for the blessings of life, for hearing our prayers over the last half century regarding the sacredness of human life and the unborn. Help us to put an end to the legalized murder of the unborn in the mother's womb. Protect and defend all to whom you give life until that day when you take their life from them again. And now lead the various states to reject this evil path. Provide the comfort of full forgiveness for all who are repentant and still grieve for their lost children. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask your blessing of those who need you, for our shut-in, Carolyn, elderly Violet, for those of various needs, for Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Jim, Pastor Burnett, Mary, and Connie. Also be with our seminary students, with Benjamin and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Give thanks to the Lord, our God.
Israel and my soul
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of
Heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lamb of God.
flesh was given for me, preserve my body and soul as everlasting life. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ and shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Keep heart in peace.
body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.